Recording in progress.
Okay, Chairman, we're ready.
Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount?
Here.
Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterrando? Oh, he's not here today. I apologize. Mr. Ellie?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Please stand for...
Pledge of allegiance to the flag
and to the
United States of America.
One nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to tonight's agenda?
Yes, there are. We have four adjournments. The matter of Elizabeth George, 37 Murray Avenue, will be postponed until June 22nd with no further notice. The application of Derek Bradshaw and Ada Gonzalez, 1500 Quincy Street, will be adjourned to July 13th with no further notice. The application of Liana Commandus will be adjourned until September 14th with no further notice. The application of Amir Motawala will be postponed until July 13th, 2023. For those matters where I indicated that no notice is required, the only notice you're receiving is my announcement here tonight. You will not receive another certified mailing.
Excuse me, Mr. Keneally, the last one, Motawala, they have to notice. He did not notice for the meeting. That's why he got pulled. That was the only one. I'm sorry.
I misspoke. But if I said that they don't have to notice, you're not going to get a new notice. Please check with the zoning board to see if that matter is on in the future. Those are all the changes I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Let's move on to item number five, 23-CB-16V, Hitesh Bhatt.
Is Hitesh Bhatt present?
Yep.
Okay, you were sworn in at the last hearing, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, you remain sworn in to tell the truth. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Bhatt has supplied revised plans. It may be beneficial for you to go right to Mr. Keneally for his comments on the revised plans.
Henry, can you step in and help us out with this?
Yeah, the revised plans were submitted, and that was after the applicant took some time to meet with me with his architect. He revised the plans based on, I think, the suggestions that we had made and reduced the intensity of the proposed addition. Currently, the revised coverage now is down to 22.5% versus the original 28% that he had come in with. Mm-hmm. The footprint now is 1682.5 square feet. The one condition remains that they should still provide a zoning table on the revised set of drawings that show what all the variances are and the requirements are for the zone, whether they're complying or not, so that the plans sort of represent what's going on in a table format. The garage space is now conforming as was requested. They eliminated the Bilco doors that were previously proposed on the side of the home. So the side yard variance now is 7.8 feet versus the side yard variance. And that's an existing condition that was previously asked for. I think it said 7.67, but I believe it's 7.8, if I'm not mistaken. I think some of the stuff on that Dawn had pointed out, she gave a little bit of a cushion on the calculation. She had 23% on the coverage. Again, it was 22.5. And the covered entry has been reduced in size so that it's only 3.5 feet in depth, with the steps still falling within the 5-foot allowance. Therefore, the front yard setback now is 22 feet, and that's for the covered roof portion of the entranceway. The steps will actually be a little bit further, but that's an allowance that the zoning ordinance allows for. And the setback from Tab Avenue will be 24.8 feet, which is the existing condition, so it will not be exacerbated. The only other item on that would be is that the applicant also still has to provide us with the 5-foot temporary construction easement along both Tab Avenue and Montgomery Streets for possible future road improvements. So if the applicant's in agreement with the easement condition and just revising the plan to include that zoning table, I believe you can look at the revised plans and variances in a positive manner.
So Mr. Bad, you're okay with these conditions that he went through that are listed on the site impact?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You are? Okay, good. Does any other members of the board have any questions for this application or this applicant? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one's raising their hand, Chairman.
Okay, public portion's closed, and I'd make a motion to approve the application with the revisions that Henry provided. Can I get a second?
I'll a second.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Bott, your revised plan has been approved by the board. We will memorialize the written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will mail that document to you. Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, sir.
Thank you.
We're going to move down to item number 823-ZB-44V. Alpesh Patel.
Is Alpesh Patel present?
Yes.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? You swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth.
Yes.
Okay, put your hand down and give us your name and address, please.
Alpesh Patel, 54 St. Olga Place, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
What do you want to do?
Putting the shed in the backyard.
Okay.
I believe he wants to relocate an existing shed and add another shed.
Yes, one we have, we want to relocate it on the other side and put on the other side of the new one too.
Okay. Have you received the site impact that Mr. Hinterstein provided? Dated June 7th, 2023?
Yes.
Okay. Henry, you want to go through that with him, please, real quick?
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm. So we're relocating the 8x12 shed to the left side of the property and putting two new 12x16 sheds or accessory structures on the right-hand side, correct?
Yes.
Okay. My only comment would be is that you should provide landscape screening around the two sides of the sheds, the back and the right side of the accessory structures, because they are closer than what's allowed by the ordinance. And since there's no really solid fence or any kind of solid buffer there, I think if you landscape that with some of the trees that I have outlined in my staff report, some 5 to 6 foot, either, green giant arborvitaes or some upright Etsy junipers, I think that'll provide enough of a buffer and screen to your neighbors that we can look upon this favorably. So if you're in agreement with that, I think we can go ahead and I can make the recommendation to the board to approve it.
Are you okay with that, Mr. Patel?
I didn't hear the last one, what he says. Really good.
Sorry, Henry, if you could.
No, I think what you need to do is you need to landscape around the two sides with some shrubs, as I called out for in the report. And if you want, you could get in touch with me and I'll tell you what some of those shrubs are if you're not sure by reading the report. But I think that's what the condition it should be by the board to allow the accessory structures to be put a little bit closer to the property lines.
Okay.
You should screen it with landscaping. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Patel. Any other members of the board?
I have a question. I can meet you for that. I'm sorry.
Well, you can reach out to Henry.
Yeah, you can reach out.
Okay.
Any other members of the board have any questions? Hearing none, going to open it to the public. Any members of the public have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Ely?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Patel, your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Good night, sir.
Thank you all.
Okay. Bye. Let's move on to item number 11, 23-ZB-56B, Beth Bilardo.
Is Ms. Bilardo present?
This is Patrick Bilardo, also owner of the home.
Mr. Bilardo, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Yes, I'm replacing my rear fence along the back of my property, which also runs along Drake Lane here. And also, this also includes just retaining an existing shed and pool as part of the variance.
Okay. Did you have an opportunity to look at Mr. Hinterstein's site impact that was dated June 6, 2023?
I did not receive anything like that.
Okay.
I emailed it to you.
Probably went to
my days ago.
Okay. All right.
No, Henry is our township engineer, and he can go over some.
All right, I apologize. It probably went to my wife.
That's not a problem. If it's convenient for you, I'll give you a minute to look it up if you want, or Henry can just proceed with it.
I think Henry can cover it.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, this is just again, there's really no glaring issues with this application. It's mostly pre-existing conditions. It's a replacement fence. I believe that exists there today. And it's one of those two fronted properties where there's a street located both on the front of the home as well as the backyard of the home. So it results in a hardship. There are no homes in this area that front on Drake Lane, which is also, again, another frontage. That being said, I think the only condition would be the applicant needs to understand that for some reason the township needs to gain access into that easement with the that he has the accessory structure or the fence in. Any costs associated with that would be your responsibility as far as the removal and replacement of the accessory structure as well as the fence.
Yep, understood.
Okay, thank you, Henry. Mm-hmm. Any other members of the board have any questions for this application or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions for this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. Close the public portion, and I'll make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Ely?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Bilardo, your application has been approved with one condition. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting and send that document to you.
Many thanks. Thank you.
Good luck,
sir.
Have a good night.
Have a good night.
Thanks.
Let's go to item number 12, which would be the adoption of resolutions from the regular meeting of May 25th, 2023.
First resolution is Batef and Jubita Qureshi, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Ely?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Mukesh and Akita Sethi, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Ely?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Finally is Eva Star Properties, LLC, which you voted to approve. Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Ely?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions for this evening.
Item number 13, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of May 25th, 2023. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Item number 14, adjournment. Make a motion to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
I am so sorry to keep you people here all this evening. try to find a restaurant that's still open and get yourselves a nice hot meal. And once again,
beverage.
Always thank you for coming on and sharing your volunteers with me. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.